This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Jordan Bell. Central Coast officials are investigating three train track fatalities that occurred this weekend. The sheriff's offices in Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo County say three individuals were killed during separate collisions involving Amtrak trains and persons on the tracks. Early on Friday evening, a passenger train approaching Lookout Park in Summerland hit a 60-year-old man standing in the tracks. On Saturday night, San Luis Obispo Sheriff's Dispatch responded to a report of a 19-year-old man hit by a train in rural San Luis Obispo. He was declared dead at the scene. And on Sunday morning, a southbound train struck a 19-year-old woman in Goleta. Officials say witness statements suggest a suicide. In all these cases, however, the official causes and manners of the deaths will not be released until investigations are complete. Over the past 5 years, 21 people in Santa Barbara County have died from collisions with trains, and nearly half of those have been ruled accidental. Kelly Hoover is the spokesperson for the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office and says trains are much quieter than they used to be.
It may seem that it would be very difficult to get hit by a train, but it does happen. Not only has it happened in our community, but across the country. There are definitely things people should keep in mind. Number one, that always expect a train at each train intersection. Never assume that there isn't going to be one.
Hoover also says people should never walk on the tracks because it's unsafe and illegal, and that it's important to realize trains can weigh up to 200 tons, so they are often not able to stop quickly enough to avoid a collision when someone is on the tracks. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.